What were your favorite subjects in school?
I liked music a lot, except, now this was in intermediate school. This music teacher in intermediate, she seemed to get such a charge out of making us sing Old Black Joe. Have you ever heard that song? It's very old. Well, we didn't think it was anything to be, you know, yippee-yippee-yay about. And so needless to say, she was a white teacher. Black teacher wouldn't have done that. Old Black Joe. And so, and we would just, when we come out of the class, they would be singing other songs too. This was a music class. But we felt that it was way out of proportion to the number of times we sang the other songs. And so this particular time, about six of us decided that we're not singing Old Black Joe anymore. And so we got the other children. There were some white children in the class. This is the intermediate school, not the elementary school. Some white children to go along with us to not sing. And when we got in there and she said, and now she'd be at the piano, oh, and now we're going to sing, I hear the voice, I hear the gentle voices singing, Oh, Black Joe. And when she did sing that, we just sat just like this. And she looked at us. She did it again. And she said she was going to report us. She never really did. But for us, I mean, that was such a victory. You would have thought somebody said, we will give you one quarter of the world just for your own.
Since the civil rights movement was going on during the time, how much did that affect you?
Greatly. Greatly, greatly, greatly. Detroit at that time, like many large urban cities, racism's head was high. And something my mother helped me learn, but I don't know that it was her reason, when I was younger. And all of this, I'm sure, played a thing for what I was ultimately do with civil rights. This store, J.L. Hudson, I think I already mentioned, it was like the creme de la creme of Detroit, Michigan, as far as department stores were. And one day I was with my mother, maybe I was about nine, and she went up to this counter, I don't know what it was to get, and the salesperson looked at her, but she didn't wait on her, and then a white woman came, and the salesperson walked right over to her. My mother said, excuse me, I was next. My mother had just a very soft voice and a most beautiful smile. And the woman just looked at her and then went back to the white woman. My mother said, excuse me, we were next. That salesperson, when my mother said that a second time, came back over to her. Oh, excuse me, ma'am, what can I do for you? Okay, and there were several other incidents of that kind and then of other kinds. It made me know that working in the civil rights movement was a very important thing for me to do.